Welcome to Cyber CEO, wherein we talk about how our cyber backers helped our cyber CEOs take their businesses to the next level. Cyber CEO is powered by CyberBacker, the world's leading provider of admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website www.cyberbacker.com for more details. Another awesome day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber CEO. And of course, we have a very special guest on the show. Tony, how are you doing today?
Pretty good. Thank you for having me.
We're very excited to talk to you, of course, about your experience with Virtual Leverage and with CyberBacker. But before we head on to that, I need your help here real quick. Can you tell us something about yourself and what you do, Tony?
So I'm the CEO for THB Bagel & Deli. It's a hospitality business. We have six bagel shops, and we also opening one more. It's a family-owned business, and I own that with my brother, my sister, and my cousin, and a few other partners. So we have six locations, and we're located in Baltimore.
Wow. A lot of growth right there. So how long has the business been up, if you don't mind me asking?
So business since starting in 1999, my family took over in 2008.
Okay, so really long time business right there. Now, how about working with someone who's virtual then? Just like what you're doing with your CyberBacker. Is this the first time for you?
Yes, it is the first time. I mean, we are in the hospitality business, so we are used to work with the people face to face. However, our office, it's our first time, but like I say, I would do that again.
Okay. So I'm just assuming here that everything's going great then in your first experience with Virtual Leverage. Am I right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We can say that.
Yes. So how long have you been partnered with CyberBacker, by the way?
Since April this year. So it's been a little bit more than 7 months, 8 months. I mean,
7 months. All right. So not yet a year then in the partnership. And how did you find out about CyberBacker anyway?
So it was referred to me by my real estate agent. Last year we bought a house and, her CyberBacker, helped her during transition. And, I was amazed by the skills and the professionalism of the, and I didn't know it was a remote, so I asked her and she referred me to the CyberBacker.
Oh, there we go. So got to experience it firsthand then with CyberBacker. I mean, your real estate agent CyberBacker. Now, talk to me more about your CyberBacker then. What's it like working with him every day?
So it's very good. I mean, his name is Paul. We pretty much with, we get in touch the first thing in the morning. He sends me the reminder of the things that we have going on. He also helps me and my team where it needs it. He's always present to our meetings. He takes notes. I make sure that I have all the notes for them from any meetings. I have like 3-4 meetings at least a day. So, I needed somebody that can help me make sure that I don't forget things. So he's in those meetings and helped me schedule the day. And as well, if I have some things that I need to get done and I don't have time, he can help me doing some research. Mm-hmm. It also helps with the structure of the business in a way that I'm big on making sure that everything is a system. So I like to create systems for everything, and he helps me with that part as well.
There we go. So basically, your CyberBacker is almost everywhere then now in the background. Am I right? Now,
yes.
Anything more specific? Any specific tasks that you have Paul do every day?
Yeah, there are some recurring things that he does every day. We work a lot with third parties, so he makes sure that we get. Sometimes we get a dispute, so he disputes some of those chargeback and things like that. It also helps with the reports. We have some kind of reports that we do every day or every week, depends on the reports. He helps with that as well. We have some ongoing things that he does, and then we have new things that he does.
So really everywhere in the business right now, disputes, tracking stuff again as well, reports. Now, what I'd like to know is, I know it's only a fairly new partnership, not yet a year in the partnership. So How did you cope with, again, I know in the business that you're running right now, most of it is basically maybe face to face, or most of the people that you work with are in the same state or same country, right? Now you're working with someone who's virtual. How did you adapt to that?
I mean, we personally adapted with like make sure that I have like a computer like everywhere I go, like a camera on. I like him to feel part of the meeting in a way, even if the meeting is in person. So I adapted, make sure that I always connected, always put him like either via Slack or via Google Meet, make sure that he's part of the team. And sometimes like I put like on a big screen on the TV, so to make sure that everybody sees him. I do everything I can to make sure that he kind of feels part of the team, and I feel him as part of the team, even spiritual. And so far it's been good, I gotta say.
Good to know everything's going well between you and Paul, your cyber backer. Now, how important is communication in a virtual partnership like this? Because we get that question a lot, especially from our newest clients here in Cyberbacker. Communication, how do you establish great communication with someone who's virtual?
So, I mean, communication, it is important to me on anything, not just like somebody virtual. And that was one of the first things I told Paul. I say, like, I'm open to anything. I'm an open book. Just needs to be transparency and communication. So the way that we kind of find this balance, we talk a lot. I mean, either via phone or via text. Sometimes text is better. We use Kanban. It's kind of like a project manager, and make sure that that I put like things on there, like the ongoing things on new project, so I don't forget. And then we have like, kind of like, I told him, I say, like, I don't expect you respond to me like on the weekends, but I would just text you things that I needed to do, because sometimes like I get those things to do like over the weekend, like maybe at night, so I just want to get out of my brain and put it somewhere before I forget. So those things, the communication is the key, and we usually do like text, and sometimes like my way to work, I call him in the morning just to chat about just a little bit.
Okay, there we go. So really open, clear communication with your cyber backer is very important in this partnership. Again, I totally agree with what you said earlier as well. Any partnership, communication is very important. Now, how about challenges? Have you encountered any challenges working with someone who's virtual?
Nothing big. I would say nothing big that say, oh, this is not working.
Okay. So no big challenges so far. Now, one last question while I still have you here. Been working with your cyber backer 7-8 months now. What's been the biggest impact of working with Paul, of working with Cyberbacker in the business?
So for me, two things, definitely having the notes that I needed, when I go in the next meeting kind of thing. And the other thing is making sure that I have kind of, I like to be like, I have a lot of things to do. So making sure that I have the schedule, everything scheduled for me helps me improve the day by day. So those are the two things, yes.
There we go. Now, already a lot of success in just a short amount of time. Of course, also, I forgot to tell you, Tony, Paul's going to be able to listen and watch this. So before we end, would you want to give him a quick shout out or any messages you'd like to give out to him?
Well, just glad to have him as part of the team. He's definitely, he became a part of the family. It's not a virtual, like, I can feel like he's in here. So thank you, Paul. Really appreciate your effort and everything that you do for us.
There we go. Now, we are very, very excited to see the continued success and growth of this partnership. And again, Tony, thank you very much for being on the show today. I had fun talking to you.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for listening to our Daily Dose of Cyber CEO. Stay tuned to know more about how Cyberbacker creates a difference in this digital time and age. You can visit our website www.cyberbacker.com and follow our social media pages on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Spotify.